Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. I've got yet another very special guest on here today. A guest that has already been on, but for whatever reason, everybody's asking that he come back on. So without any further introduction, because he's already in your head family, he's already been here, he's already done this before. Again, I don't understand what the fascination is, but I'm bringing him back because you guys are asking for him. Please welcome Jay.
Hey everyone.
So everybody wants you back on the show. The first thing that you say when you come back is, hey, everyone, you're not excited?
That I am excited.
That people want you back on and people have been asking for you?
I'm very excited. I'm very flattered, actually.
Oh, my God. So this is our 18th episode.
Mm-hmm.
You were on here 17 episodes ago.
Yeah.
The very first episode.
Mm-hmm.
You have watched the show grow. You have watched me grow as a host of a podcast. And you have seen the numbers skyrocket in so many different ways. How do you feel about that?
I'm actually really proud that you're doing this right now and started this whole podcast hosting thing. So yeah, I couldn't be any more prouder.
And what have you been saying this whole time behind the scenes, behind everybody's back about the podcast and what I'm doing and all the good stuff?
I've been saying that you're made for this. You're made to be a host. And again, I'm so excited that...
No. We're not going to go with the good stuff. We're going to talk about the shit talking that you've been telling.
Oh, the shit talking.
Yeah, about, oh, I told you this was going to be fun. Oh, I told you this was going to be great.
Well, it's true. That's why I'm so happy that you actually enjoy doing this now.
I do enjoy doing this. This is my favorite thing to do. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, depending on my mood and depending on the way the universe carries me through,
yeah,
is when we do a lot of our recording.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday nights, we spend editing the show to get ready for release on Thursday.
Yeah, the editing is probably the one that takes the longest.
I know. You probably are in shock because I've committed to something,
mm-hmm,
and stuck with it for so long. This has been going on since, late August?
Yeah.
And it's already going to be January, and I'm still doing this, and I haven't given up on it.
I know, exactly. And again, I'm so happy for you that you're actually enjoying being the host and doing this whole thing.
I love
because
it.
Because we had this idea of our own podcast at the beginning of the year in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it took you to August to actually commit to it.
I committed to it since the very beginning of the year, but getting me to get out there and actually do it and put voice to mic,
mm-hmm,
was, you know, it was difficult. I told you about that. I told you about my issues with it, about putting myself out there, mm-hmm, and having to walk a fine line with being direct and bold and not hurting people's feelings,
mm-hmm,
and didn't want to have any kind of backlash or any type of bullshit coming back from other people.
Mm-hmm.
That was my biggest concern.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I like we told Brandy, well, we talked to Brandy last episode, we are normal people that had normal everyday jobs. And this is the first time I'm dipping into my own thing. Entertainment wise, I mean, I've done, you know, obviously I've done television, I've done radio, I've done podcasts and all that good stuff, but
mm-hmm,
to go out there on my own is a totally different story.
It is. And again, I can't be any more prouder of you because again, you overcame your fears,
mm-hmm,
and I can see you enjoy yourself doing this again. I'm so happy for you.
I love it. Look what it's brought to us. I mean, we have people reaching out. I'm having a reading later on today with a woman in India.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, it was a woman in Australia.
Oh, wow. Australia?
Yeah, Australia. And then I had somebody from the UK reach out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't talk on the phone, but we can do Skype and stuff. And
mm-hmm,
to be able to touch people in different countries blows my fucking mind. Every time we read the stats for the show and realize where my biggest audience is at, fucking, it makes me feel so good because I'm actually reaching people and doing what I've been wanting to do for so long.
Yeah, and help people from across the board instead of just one at a time. And, you know, this podcast is a perfect, you know, vehicle for that.
That's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to reach a larger audience all at one God-given time. So the podcast helps me do it. But, you know, next thing for 2019 is bigger and better. You know, we've talked about our goals and our intentions that we have planned for 2019.
Yep.
And I am going to come out swinging. No more bullshit. And I want to reach a larger number of people face to face. So I'm probably going to put together more shows,
mm-hmm,
collaborate with some really good friends of ours. I mean, you know, Nikki, Bruna, all our, you know, Marissa, everybody,
mm-hmm,
and do something really, really big and, you know, take it from there. But yeah, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at how well the podcast is doing, how well we're received, all the great reviews. You know, I mean, we had a couple of bad reviews because somebody being butthurt, but there's nothing I can do about that. That's them.
Yeah, like what Brandy said before, even though they're, you know, bad reviews, they're still probably listening to you to hear what you're going to say next. Almost mm-hmm. like Howard Stern, you know, like what kind of shit are you going to, you know, say next?
Yeah. Well, I've already addressed the people that I wanted to address. So, you know, I've always said, once I do it, that's it. I don't go back to it.
Exactly.
So there's no reason to drag anybody else through the mud again or have to, you know, bring up old shit. I'm moving on. I'm past it. I've said what I needed to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So 18th episode, number 18. I think that we are going to release this one and then release a bonus episode. I want to release the Madison Margolin episode as a bonus episode and then take the rest of the year off and come back swinging in 2019. What do you think?
That sounds fantastic. I actually, like, there's a couple of guests in 2019 that I'm super excited to have on, and I can't wait for that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 2019, January of 2019 is going to be kick-ass for In Your Head podcast. I am going after people that are kind of above my pay grade right now, but mm-hmm. I'm close to. I've become really good friends with.
Mm-hmm.
And so having them on the show and getting the first opportunity to interview them as a psychic, going in deep, getting in their head
mm-hmm.
is going to be amazing. So, and these are people that everybody knows across the board.
Yeah.
That are out there in pretty much mainstream.
I would say so, yeah.
Mainstream, yeah. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that. And then, again, just building everything up and hopefully finding a home for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of offers. We've had people reach out and talk to us about it. Some not so good, some really good. I want to make sure that it's right. I want to make sure it's a good fit. I am too old to be playing the follow the leader type bullshit mm-hmm. or, you know, licking the ass of somebody that...
They have to share the same vision you do as well, mm-hmm. you know, because this is your baby. This is our baby. So we definitely want to collaborate and work with someone that sees our vision as well.
I mentioned on the last episode that one network reached out,
mm-hmm.
still hoping to get something going with them. But yeah, either way you slice or dice it, 2019 is going to bring in prosperity, abundance, all kinds of good shit. It's going to be a 1 year for me. So that's new beginnings. That's I talk to Lynn, you know, that I talk to Lynn almost every other week
mm-hmm.
when it comes to readings and shit and about myself, because again, nobody could tap into me. So got a reading from Lynn and I was like, give me my numbers for next year. Give me what I need to work with. I mentioned in the last episode, one of the two episodes ago
mm-hmm.
about transits and astrology and all the stuff that goes on with it and like wanting to know all the bad stuff first because I operate better when I know the bad stuff first.
Yeah.
I'm always the one that's like, give me all the negative shit first so I can turn it into a positive. I want all the heavy stuff first, get it out of the way, knock that all out. I can honestly say, I mean, we moved back to LA in July of 2017. It is now almost January of 2019. We've been here for almost 2 years, a little over a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And things have grown, things have progressed, things have changed, but I'm not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to switch that up. It's all about just stepping up our game and doing, I mean, we're already in a lane of our own. There's mm-hmm. nobody doing what I'm doing right now.
Of course not.
Yeah. Nobody's doing what I'm doing here. We're in a lane all to ourselves. There really is no competition. There's really nobody riding alongside of me when it comes to this shit. So mm-hmm. I feel like I've got this on lock for right now. I'm on my own highway, my own, you know, driving any speed limit that I want to do. Everything is pretty much mine right now, and I'm going to own it and just fucking take over in 2019. That's my plan. Look, we're already 18 episodes deep.
Yeah.
And again, I'm sticking to this. It's just opening new doors. I mean, we were talking to Christina the other night,
mm-hmm.
and Christina's my biggest cheerleader.
She really is.
Christina, my girl, is my biggest cheerleader. This woman, I mean, you guys think I give her a lot of shit. I probably give her as much shit as I give you on the show, but that's because I love her so much. But
and plus, she's a Virgo.
She's a Virgo. But she is always somebody that just fucking pumps me up. Mm-hmm. Every time we go in there and we meet up with her and we hang out, there's always a good exchange of energy going back and forth. She's always having me go deep and get the business shit outside of my head.
Yeah.
And really have me tune in and focus to that. So she's so great at it. I'm always telling her, just like Nikki, you should open your own fucking management company.
She'd be great at it.
She'd fucking kill it. Shout out to you, Christina. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you for Christmas. Hopefully you come by again and make another guest appearance and bring some of that pudding again.
So you can slam your face in it?
So I could slam my face in it. Put my face in it. So yeah, 2019. I wanted to do something different with the show. You know, we always have themes and outlines for the show. So I wanted to talk about where we're at today, talk about past episodes, our goals and visions for 2019 and what we have planned here. What do you see happening in 2019 for us? What do you see? Not what you hope to happen.
What do you see?
And I know you're not the psychic, but you live with one. And God damn it, some of it should rub off on you.
I think it does a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. But here's the thing, though. You don't listen to it. And I slammed your ass with brandy the last time.
What do you mean?
Because, again, everyone asks, oh, Jay must be so enlightened and so blessed and so all this. That's what I get all the time. And you would think that since you live with a psychic that you would be enlightened and that everything would be picture perfect.
I am enlightened. I'm just more grounded than you are.
You are not more grounded than I am. You're so grounded that you don't move.
That's not true.
Horrible.
I move at a turtle's pace.
Yeah, exactly. And I move at a hare's pace.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Uh-huh. So what do you see happening in 2019?
I see us taking off. So I'm, again, super excited. I don't know what's coming up. But I just know 2019 is going to be a great year. Everything's off to a good start for 2019, and I can't wait to see what's going to come out of it.
The best part of this is that I can honestly, or we can honestly say,
mm-hmm.
that we did this together.
Yeah.
That we didn't have any big brother come in here and help us. We didn't have some of the luxuries that other people have,
mm-hmm.
you know, ass licking or piggybacking off the success of others. We didn't have any of that stuff.
Yeah,
we came in here on our own, mm-hmm. and everything we have is homegrown, and because you went after it and you got it.
Yeah, we did this organically.
Exactly. So, I mean, we've gotten pretty far over the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so trippy. So, again, 2019, do you think that after you put me where I need to be and I'm mm-hmm. placed where I need to be, do you think, here's what I get asked all the time when it comes to you. Do you think that you are going to manage someone else? Would you like to manage someone else?
Maybe. Depends on who they are, you know, and if I feel the same connection I felt with you. Because with you, immediately, I knew that you were special, not because of our relationship or anything like that. I just saw that spark in you and that people would view you the same way I view you. How you come across, the advice you give, and your insight and everything. It's very different and very genuine. So mm-hmm. if I see another person that gives me the same vibes as you do, mm-hmm. I might. Who's to say, you know?
For somebody that wants to mirror themselves after you, as somebody that, you know, started from literally from the bottom up, I talk to Bruna and I talk to Nikki and I talk to Marissa all the time. Those are my girls. And I'm not saying that we're all from the hood or we're from the ghetto, but we pretty much are from around the way. At least me, Bruna, and Nikki, you know, where they grew up at. Marissa grew up out in New York and stuff. So she's got a lot of that around the way type energy, of course, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at all four of us. We literally started from the bottom up.
Yeah.
We didn't have the luxuries that most people have. We just came in here and did it on our own.
Yeah.
And we are fucking killing it and making a name for ourselves organically, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you tell somebody that was mirroring their career after you? Patience.
Patience, hard work, persistence. You know, we've put everything into this. You know, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that we put into this. And we've been doing this for 4 years, five
mm-hmm,
years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a long time coming. So it's a lot of hard work and a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of frustration.
A lot of arguing back and forth.
So you got to stick it out.
You have to stick it out. I'm a firm believer in if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. And for the most part, we've done this all by ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable. Everyone's like, why don't you go seek formal management or professional management? Not right now.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is because I'm so new at this and what I'm doing is so brand new that nobody's doing it. I don't want somebody to come in here and fuck it all up for me
mm-hmm.
or try to put their vision on something that they can't see. Does
exactly.
that make sense? So right now, I kind of like what we're doing here and in control of what we're doing and reaching out to people that we want to really work with instead of taking on advice of somebody that we're not too comfortable with, at least with you and I. I mean, we can argue back and forth. I can tell you what I fucking hate, what I don't like, who I want to work with and who I don't want to work with, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're fully in control of what it is that we're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I really completely agree because, again, we have to share the same vision as someone else. And to collaborate with them, again, your brand, your reputation really is really important. I really want us to stay on brand and who you really are as a person.
So what would you tell somebody that was going to mirror themselves after you? Would you tell them to keep going for it and just don't give up or don't take no for an answer?
Yeah, and don't compromise your vision or your goals to get somewhere. You know, we've stayed 100 on everything we've said and done.
Pretty much.
So again, I wouldn't change that at all.
Well said. So let's do a quick recap on the last episodes here. The last episode we left off was with Bruna. And we have like over, like what, 8 more episodes to go?
Yeah, Bruno was episode like 6?
Episode 6, yeah. And then after that was Strolling Through the Past, Present and Future with Chris Medina.
Mm-hmm.
That was the episode that I got emotional on, where I talked about our friend that passed away.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good episode. That was very revealing. I got a lot of good feedback when it came to that episode. Just was keeping it real. Friends, Intentions, and Dream Traveling with Chris Medina. That episode, I got a lot of shit for because that's where I was going at bullshit friends. people that you outgrow, that you need to get rid of, closing doors on people, good friends versus bad friends. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people thought I was taking shots at certain people on that episode. I was taking shots at everybody. If you're a bad friend, you're a career-biting friend, you're a shit-talker, a backstabber, two-faced, I'm talking about you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I saw all the fallout on that one.
But I got a lot of good feedback. I got more good feedback in regards to that episode than I got negative, because everybody's like, you are saying what I've been wanting
to say
here.
Yeah.
And it's true. So don't be afraid to go out there and tell people, get the fuck on. I had somebody reach out to me yesterday, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I can't say her name. I don't know if she wants me to call her out. And she is a healer as well. She is somebody that dabbles in the metaphysical arts, if you will. And a friend of hers was a client. She had to stop working with this friend of hers because she couldn't help her anymore. She said she's just resistant to change. She's energy draining. What do I do? Right off the bat, you know what I said? You got to close the door on this bitch.
Yeah.
You cannot compromise your well-being for this person, especially if you're giving your all and they're just not seeing it or wanting to do anything with it. How many doors have I closed on people when it comes to that?
A lot.
There's no fucking excuse for it.
We both have. Exactly.
There is no fucking excuse for it. If I can fucking weather all the bullshit that I've been through over the last, let's just say, 4 years, mm-hmm. give me a fucking break. Give me a break. And these are problems that I didn't create for myself. Mm-hmm. These weren't things that I went in and I fucked up on my own. These were lessons that came into play when it came to other people and learning how to step up to the plate when it comes to being direct. Next episode has to do with how much do I love this girl? This is you love her too.
I do love her. She has such amazing energy. Hearing her speak makes me smile.
I know. You talk about her all the time. You would think you were in love with her. Caitlin Douglas, Next Stop Ascension with Caitlin Douglas. I'm not going to lie. I have a raging big heart, not hard on, heart on for Caitlin Douglas. That is my girl. She has to be one of the realest, down-to-earth, sweetest fucking women that I know. Her energy is fucking amazing.
It is.
And her fucking, the way that we banter back and forth and her personality and her sense of humor, I love it. I can talk to her all fucking night.
We need to have her back on.
For sure. We're actually, we're going out there in January to go visit her and Rachel.
I'm excited.
Shout out to you, Rachel. Caitlin introduced me to this, actually introduced us to a good friend of hers, Rachel, mm-hmm. who we now follow. I follow, you don't have Instagram, but mm-hmm. I follow her on Instagram. She's got a beautiful fucking son that she's raising. When I met her, I was like, boy, does real recognize real.
And what did you say she was to you?
What did I... Well, why don't you tell people?
Oh, he's like, if I was straight, I'd wife her right now.
She's fucking hot. She's
an amazing person.
Rachel's hot. Caitlin is more on your... is more your type because she's more of the sunshiny type energy. I'm not saying Rachel doesn't have sunshiny type energy. Rachel's got a very protected... She's Russian. She's Russian, right?
I think so.
She doesn't fuck around. And you can see that in her body, the way that she dresses. How about, I almost wanted to fucking rip those boots off of her and wear them. She came out with those fucking tight ass jeans on and those black fucking knee high suede boots and that little black sweater.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm fucking done.
I'm not gonna lie.
She looked fucking hot.
She killed it. She killed it.
And then Caitlin with her fucking ass too. I mean, these girls, beautiful. Love you, Caitlin. Everybody loved that episode. Everybody resonated with Caitlin. Mm-hmm. MJ, which is Ali Levine's mother-in-law, mm-hmm. who I fucking love. She just reached out to me last night to thank me for coming over. No, thank you, love, for making a fucking lasagna, mm-hmm. being you, and sharing your family with me. MJ loved Caitlin. She was like, oh my God, I love this episode. Heather loved her. I think Heather's now following her on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved Caitlin. She just resonated with so many different people. Her struggle, her mother's struggle as well. Mm-hmm. was amazing. It blew people's minds. Cannot wait to have her back on.
Me too.
And I guess when we have her back on, we should have Rachel back on. So you better think about how we can link up three mics to this fucking recorder.
Yeah.
Because
let's
I need
do
Rachel
it.
On
Let's
here.
Do it.
One right after that was Bewitched with Chris Medina. And that's the episode where I was talking about witchcraft mm-hmm. and all those fucking weird ass stories when it came to me and my cousin and the spells.
We need to get her on. Man.
She's shy. We were just over there, last week?
Yeah.
And she's just not ready.
She's really shy, but man, those stories between you two, like,
And you don't believe it, though.
I don't. It's so unbelievable. Like, it's crazy to think about that both experienced that. And it's like, wow, that really happened?
But when we sat there in her kitchen talking to her, and she was confirming everything that you thought I was embellishing on or exaggerating about, she confirmed.
Yeah, I know you're not lying about it. Mm. It's just the stories that you guys... Wow, it's so unbelievable that it actually happened.
I wish that bitch would get over her insecurity when it comes to that, because we would kill it on the show together. I mean, we've got authentic... true, 100%, no, percent, 100%, no bullshit, fucking shit that's really happened to us.
Yeah, it's like watching The Exorcist in real life. Like,
it is. We'll talk about The Exorcist when she comes on, hopefully, this bitch. But yeah, we talked about her. We talked about the spell game. I thought I was going to get a lot of shit from witches when it came to spells. Quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. A lot of the witches that follow me on Instagram, who are now good friends, like Basic Witch, I think that's her screen name. Shout out to you, my love. I have a really good relationship with her. Reached out and was like, oh my God, you just fucking, you know, you spoke. I'm here for it. Didn't get any negative feedback when it came to it. Thank God. Because mm-hmm. again, I wasn't purposely going at anybody to hurt their feelings. I just, what am I always preaching? Stay the fuck out of my lane if you're not about it. Mm-hmm. Don't come over here and...
Yeah, it's just your opinion. If people can't, you know, take that, then they can't take it, whatever.
Exactly. So that was Bewitched, and then it was the Halloween episode right after that, Tales of What the Fuck with Chris Medina. Mm-hmm. That one, what do you think about that one?
I can't believe you remember, like, what you talked about in each episode already.
I'm the one that's got it.
I'm here listening.
That one was codependency and relationships. It was also some spooky Halloween stories. It was also the one with, the attachment girl.
Oh, okay.
And... you guys, I know a lot of people, when they do their podcast, they don't edit it. They want to make it as real and authentic as possible. Sometimes I have to edit my shit. I really do. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I get off on a tangent and I talk so much shit that, again, if you thought the last two episodes were really going at people, that is nothing compared to the fucking behind the scenes type of shit that's going on, where I'm really calling out people and really going at them. That one right there was...
like you said, the demon comes out.
The demon comes out, but that one was a very disgusting story that we didn't give the full 100% details on.
Yeah.
I think people would not have been ready for it. I think they would have been completely disgusted by it.
Was that the one that took the longest to edit? Like 8 hours?
I think so. Something like that. Yeah. Brandy's like, you guys are crazy for editing. Just drop it. No way. Like I'm a Taurus. I am perfectionist when it comes to my shit.
No, me too.
Uh-huh. So the next one after that was Sex, Lies, and Aliens. And that one was a little bit all over the place. We talked a lot about sex. We talked about the men versus women, the Harvey Weinstein scandal and that. Mm-hmm. I also did a couple of celebrity readings on there as well, too.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then I think that was a Pete Davidson and Ariana. No. That was the first episode. I think I revisited some of that and then also brought up my alien story and talked about that. So that was a good one, too. Next one after that was Dreams, Babies, and Celebrities. That was more pop culture. That mm-hmm. was dream analysis, kind of. And then talking about the baby energy mm-hmm. and how, I guess, in sync I am when it comes to babies.
You really are. They like babies and animals, they really gravitate towards you. I think they can feel your vibe or your energy or something like that.
Our very special guest of January of 2019. Uh-huh. I was over there giving her a reading mm-hmm. and she has two pets, a cat and a dog. And the dog doesn't greet people, snaps at them or whatever, doesn't like people. And she was pleasantly surprised that the dog came up to me and let me pet him mm-hmm. or pet her and not bite at me. So yes, animals love me. If I was so fucking evil or if I was such a bitch, why would the most innocent like me so much?
No, okay. You are vicious.
No, but I mean, I must have good intentions if animals and babies could see through me.
You do have good intentions deep down inside. Very deep.
Way deep down inside. You bastard. Next episode after that was another favorite of mine. That was New Mom, New Life with Allie Levine. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to fuck her last name up. And we had to edit that one because she didn't fucking tell me that I was saying her name wrong. I thought it was Jeruso. And it's Jacaruso. Allie Levine Jacaruso. And I had to cut out the Jacaruso part of it. But that was Allie Levine, my baby.
She's
my baby sister, mm-hmm. my cancer sister. Oh my God, it was a no-brainer to have her on. I love her. I love her energy. She's amazing.
She's really funny.
And her baby, that little Amelia, geez, I cannot say enough about that kid. And she just sent me pictures last night of her, of that little purple headband on, and already starting to fucking crawl and get away from Allie. How about when she was breastfeeding Amelia and Amelia started standing up while she was getting breastfed?
Her, like, her face was all into Allie's chest.
Allie's chest, yeah. That was an amazing episode. Got to hear Allie Levine talk about being a celebrity stylist, a brand new mom, all the endeavors that she's getting herself into when it comes to being a brand new mom, her the way that her brand is evolving and changing, the way that she's evolving and changing as a person. Again, when I first met Allie Levine, you guys are going to think I'm exaggerating, but again, anybody that knows her personally knows that Allie Levine is all over the place. That girl talks a mile a minute, and she's just full of energy. She has really, really, she has not calmed down, but she is really, just like Christina, is really absorbing the lessons, really not wanting to fuck up, really taking the time to go within and do her, and is fucking killing it. I love her. Cannot wait to have her back on. Maybe interview MJ this time around.
That'll be fun.
That'll be fun, yeah.
I'm sure MJ has a lot of stories that she
can share. And have her husband back on too. I can't wait. But yeah, that was Allie Levine's episode. Next episode after that was Practicing What You Preach. That's where the bullshit came in. Again, I'm going at people that do not practice what they preach. Mm-hmm. People that are getting involved in my lane and pretending to be spiritual when they're really not. So it's all about fakes, phonies, and frauds. And if you find yourself being butthurt because of that episode, you ought to question your own identity when it comes to you.
Exactly. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Next episode after that was From My Head to Yours. That one was a little bit all over the place because I wanted to catch up on Practicing What You Preach because Practicing What You Preach was 39 minutes.
Oh, so it was a follow-up.
It was kind of a follow-up. And goddamn Christina and her Virgo ass, she was like, at the very beginning of that episode, you said you were going to do us justice. You only gave us like 7 extra minutes. I was like, fuck off.
You used to do this then.
Exactly.
We have to have Christina on.
We have to have Christina on. But yeah, that episode was just reiterating stuff. So this brings us to episode 17. Cocktails and Convo with Brandy Celestino of Bubbles and Bitches.
Oh, you two are just sloshed.
An hour and 13 minutes of recording. And
No. It was almost 2 hours.
An hour and 50 minutes.
Yeah, it was almost 2 hours.
Of recording with Brandy. We were sloshed. Well, I mean, we get there, and she's already got the champagne. She's like, what do you want to drink, champagne or wine?
No,
like,
the traffic was already bad up there.
The traffic was
It took
three
us
hours.
Like 3 hours.
The traffic was 3 hours long to get there. We left at 3:30, didn't get there till 7 or 8.
It was something like that. It just took us forever to get there.
We get there, and we have to apologize because we're so fucking late. Greg made that huge fucking spread.
Five-course
dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy's first fucking question before how are you doing is, what are you drinking, champagne or wine? I mean, it's a given when you go to Brandy's house. And I was like, pop that champagne open. She popped it open. I drank that whole bottle. She maybe had one glass from it, but every time my glass was like 3/4 done, she filled it all the way up.
That reminds me of a story of you being really thirsty. So we'll get to that after this.
Jeez, you guys. This is why I don't want him on the show, because he just throws me under the bus each and every fucking time with this bullshit. But yes. Anyways, back to Brandy Celestino and her episode. An hour and 50 minutes condensed down to 50 minutes, almost an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too brutal. I mean, the alcohol was flying. The demons were out. I mean, we had a really good time, though.
Yeah.
And I think that it was a good episode because...
It was a very fun episode.
It was a fun episode, but it was also a real episode, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is Bubbles and Bitches. This is comedy. This is recaps of Bravo TV shows and just shit-talking and just being, you know, completely loose.
Yeah.
Not pussy loose, but just loose with the mouth. And to have Brandy come on and kind of give a little bit of as serious as we can get it while being drunk.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was a very fun episode between you two.
Believe it or not, you know that I don't get drunk when I have to do readings or have to perform.
Yeah.
I just can't, for whatever reason. I'm just not drunk.
And that's why we got to 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a fun conversation. Brandy got a lot of shit on that episode from her people.
For what?
Calling out podcasters and just kind of keeping it real. People have a problem with people keeping it real. And I told Brandy, that is a them problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what it takes for them to leave or to be, you know, two-faced, get fucking rid of them. I'm so sick of people getting their feelings hurt because of what other people think or say about them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get your feelings hurt, speak up and call people out. And that's exactly what Brandy did. That's one thing I like about that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She does not fucking back down.
Do you think people are being really sensitive these days?
They're being too sensitive. I think, I wish we would have kept this in the episode with Brandy.
Okay.
The Ellen comment.
Okay, well...
Because we're talking about... You guys, I should release blooper episodes because there's always bloopers to anything that we record. So Brandy and I were talking on that episode about Ellen DeGeneres. She had out of nowhere, we're talking about dick, and then Brandy comes in and is like, what are your thoughts on Ellen? I'm like, Ellen who? She's like, Ellen DeGeneres. And I was like, how do we go from dick to Ellen? I mean, is she talking about pussy? But she brought up Ellen, and she's like, what do you think about her? And I was like, you know what? Honestly, I like old Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Channel 4 NBC Ellen.
Yeah.
Ellen Talk Show Ellen.
PC Ellen.
PC Ellen. I like her back in her days in her Ladies of Comedy or Women of Comedy. Forgot the name of it. It's so old school. That's when Ellen was really out there and she was really talking shit. And I was telling Brandy, I said, I feel like she feels like she's being suppressed mm-hmm. and having to keep an image that's not really her. I feel like she wants to go back to her old ways and her old comedy. Mm-hmm. I said, that's where I feel she feels stifled. I said, and that is one of the things that I don't want to have to happen to me is when, because we know I'm going to get big.
Uh-huh.
Is to have somebody come in here and stifle my mouth
yeah.
or stifle me down or put a PC label over my mouth. There's no fucking way I can do that.
Of course not.
There's no way.
Yeah.
I got to keep it the way that it is right now all the time. I will tone it down if we're meeting the Vatican and shit like that, you know, but no.
The Pope.
The Pope, yeah. But I was telling Brandy, I feel like Ellen wants to come back out swinging and wants to reclaim who she was before. So I wish we would have put that in there because it would have fell right in line when they released it. Had no idea she was doing that, believe it or not. But yeah, Brandy Celestino, you asked right now if people are having a hard time keeping it real and not getting sensitive. 100%. I think people are too fucking sensitive to shit. And I feel like people have lost their sense of humor and lost their sense of realness.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I mean, everyone's looking to everybody to be like, ooh, was that a bad word? I mean,
yeah.
Should they be saying that? Or looking to their master or their leader to
see if it's okay.
To see if it's okay to mm-hmm. laugh. It's fucking bullshit.
We've talked about before. It's just words. Do those words hurt you? Does those words do anything to you? No, it's how you choose to take those words.
Exactly. So that brings us to episode 18, which is this episode now. I have not thought of a title yet, but I will think of something good. So we are all caught up. I wanted to recap. I mean, give us a pat on the back. We have come so far from episode 1 to where we're at now.
Yeah.
And I am loving every minute of it. You know that I fucking hate when I don't record. We almost didn't record today
mm-hmm.
because I had a fucking meltdown yesterday.
Yeah.
All the fucking bullshit here. But it was taken care of and it was done. But again, I am not going to let anything interfere or distract me from putting this out. I am even having a hard time not releasing anything for the rest of the year and waiting till January because you know how I am with this.
Yeah.
So I might go back on my word and release. I'm not sure yet. But we'll figure it out when it comes. But yeah, let's move it right along here. Let's talk about 2019. A lot of us are making New Year's resolutions right now and kind of, you know, doing that with the old in with the new type of shit. I am definitely doing that. I've mentioned over and over again, and you guys are, I probably sound like a broken record when I talk about my struggle and where I'm at today and all the changes that have taken place since we moved back from Oregon to LA. July 2017 is when we came back. So much fucking bullshit has changed. So many things have walked out of my life and left. A lot of doors have been closed. A lot of painful doors were closed. There were some losses there. I really don't want to go into 2019, and this is where we had the beef yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go into 2019 with the same fucking type of mentality. I want all the ghosts out of the closet, all the skeletons out of the closet, all the bullshit fucking gone. I want to put to rest old feelings and old ways of thinking and really make 2019 pop for myself. I don't want to come back with, I don't want to come into it with the same fucking miserable energy or the same feeling that I have when it comes to fucking people and or situations that were fucked.
Of course.
In 2018.
Yeah.
So letting go and making sure that I evolve and I transform and I ascend into the person that I am is huge for me. That's what I'm doing. I'm really closing these doors and sticking to it and not bringing this into 2019. So I want to kind of, again, put all that shit behind me onto 2019 with better and bigger vibes, bigger and better dreams. It's action. You know, action speaks louder than words. And I'm not doing any talking in 2019. I'm taking action. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking slaughter everything in fucking sight. I'm not fucking stopping till I get there.
I'm excited.
By my birthday, which is April 25th, for those of you that want to know, that want to get me a gift, I plan, hopefully, and I'm gonna use Bruna and Nikki's shit, I'm manifesting in a new home. By my birthday of 2019, a new home, stability, security, comfort. So yeah, that's what I'm bringing to 2019 is better vision, better focus. And here's something that I've been struggling with and I've put it out there on social media is my weight and my appearance because the guides have been on my ass telling me that you're going to start needing to put your face out there. Mm-hmm. You better start fucking slimming down. And my stomach, believe it or not, because I'm not listening, has been acting up And I've been like, oh, okay, now I really know I have to get, I have to really.
Why is your stomach acting up?
Because I'm eating like a fucking dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm also going to probably, I know you guys are going to be thinking, Jesus, I mean, you are going balls to the wall when it comes to this, but I'm actually thinking about giving up weed for a little bit too.
It's nice, it's nice to detox once in a while.
I'm not getting stoned anymore.
I am.
I'm not. I am not getting stoned. I'm stoned for like a good 40 minutes and then I'm, you know, or even that.
Really?
Yeah. And then I'm back to normal.
But because you're working all the time. You're doing readings all the time. So I think you just.
It wears off.
It just wears off a lot quicker than most people.
So bigger and better things for 2019. New place to live. A new place to park the podcast into. A network, hopefully, to join. But no big deal if we don't. Because I like kind of doing the independent thing. I like being in control of what we do. I did the Modern Spiritual Latina Seminar. I was a guest speaker there. Mm-hmm. Me and this woman named Judy, who is a Reiki healer and a numerologist.
Mm-hmm.
Numerologist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was into numerology. We were guest speakers there. It was sold out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bunch of young Latina and a couple of different ethnicities there, but they were all female.
Yeah.
They were all ethnic. They were all spiritual and wanting to be enlightened and really got what they paid for.
They did. It was a really fantastic event. Like, props to
Jasmine. Uh-huh. Jasmine and her fucking ass. She is so fucking funny. I love that girl. She keeps it real. She's all over the place, bouncing back and forth, keeping things together. Got to meet her mother, her husband, her sister-in-law. Amazing people, amazing event, amazing fucking guests that were there, or the people that showed up. Had so many good questions, answered a lot of great questions. So many people wanting to open up their third eye, wanting to come into spirituality. And this is what I was telling these women. I am not coming across as a feminist because I know that I'm still a man, but I was telling these women, you guys are more in tune than you fucking realize. Look what you came here with. Women. You guys, with woman's intuition, being able to have babies. How could you not be somewhat intuitive to be able to carry a baby inside of you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a pat on the back. They fucking loved it. Some people were reaching out. Some people signed up for readings. My Instagram fucking, I had so many more followers jump onto that. I'm not where I want to be, but I mean, it's organically grown. I'm not paying anybody to fucking follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazing fucking crowd. I fucking loved it. I loved being up there. I want to do more of that.
2019 is going to, it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing so many more shows, so many more live shows, and so many more opportunities.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So yeah, I did that. It was amazing. I could not thank you enough, Jasmine, for taking me on and giving me the opportunity to speak what I know and just to empower women. Because you guys know that I'm all about women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love my men to sleep with, but, you know, I ride with my ladies.
You are a lady.
I am a lady. I like to consider myself a lady. But yeah, that's 2019. What do you want to share?
Oh man, what do I want to share? So back to that thirsty comment, right?
Oh God.
So we went out in Pasadena and we were at this really nice restaurant, and the first thing you noticed at the restaurant was how hot this waiter was, right?
Jesus Christ, he was fucking hot. I almost asked if he came on the menu.
Oh man, it was disgusting. Like your eyes were bulged out of your head, your tongue was wagging. It was horrible.
My
right?
fucking tail was wagging. I was spraying my scent all over the disgusting. Fucking table. Yes.
You're like, oh my God, he's so hot, right? Mm-hmm. The service there was amazing, and you just kept on pounding your water. You know, you kept on drinking water, and the service was so great. Every time your glass was like half empty, he would come by and fill it up. He came by one time, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm drinking like a camel.
Oh,
and then
Jesus
I was like,
you guys, he's been dying to tell you this. Go for it.
You're like, oh my God, I don't know what, but I'm drinking like a camel. And I was like, oh, you're really thirsty, huh? And everyone on the table like got that joke. And they were just like, okay, whatever, because he was still there. And it took you a second, and you looked at me while he was there. You're like, shut up, and you slapped me on the arm. You totally gave up your position. Like, it was funny. You're like, you looked at me with your, like, bulge eye. You're like, shut up, I'm not thirsty.
Yeah, he got it, and you tried to embarrass me. At least I go for it, though.
You do
at
go
least,
for it.
At least that I'm willing to put myself out there. A lot of people think that I just shy away from it, but when it comes to dick.
Oh, you don't shy away from anything.
No, not when it comes to dick. I am all about it. I will fuck in the dark to make up for this, you know, my weight right now and keep it like Eartha Kitt in Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Could we get a little darker in here?
No, you don't have to worry too much about your weight. You're okay.
Oh, jeez.
You love it. You love it.
That's not what you tell me all the time when you call me fat ass when I'm walking by. I'm just kidding.
I never call you fat ass.
I know. But yeah, I'm sorry that he recognized beauty. And he also recognized attraction, and he also recognized that I was into him. I'm sorry that he was giving me attention, because he did. My glass was the first glass to be filled up, and he loved it. And if he would have asked me to go, you know, in the alley or in the dish room, I mean, I would have done
in the stock room,
anywhere, yeah.
Fridge.
He could have stocked me up all night.
Oh man. You are filthy.
I know. Your sister was like, oh my God. And fucking Kevin was sitting there and he was like, you're so obvious. I was like, a closed mouth doesn't get
you
down.
Were. The waiter didn't get it.
The waiter got it.
He didn't catch
the
on.
The waiter got it. He wasn't going to fucking throw me under the bus. He knew better. He was like, I'm going to help
he
you out,
lady. He didn't crack a smile. He didn't catch it. It went over his head.
Well, I'd love to give the restaurant a shout out, but I don't want people going over there and saying that I was talking about this guy and sexually harassing him on our show. But he was hot. He was super duper hot. He was tall. He must have been like 6'4". He had like a very nice build. He wasn't thick. I hate thick guys.
Who did you say he looked stocky. Like? You said he looked like some sort of rapper or something like that? I don't remember who you said he looked like.
I don't remember who he looked like. But he was fucking hot. He was gorgeous. But anyways, moving right along. So are you done with your stories? Are you done bad-mouthing me?
I can't think of any other story at the moment, so yeah.
Hopefully 2019. Well, not hope. I got to stay away from saying hopefully. Bruna hates when I say hopefully. 2019 is going to bring in relationships. At least for me.
Oh, okay. At least for you. Thanks.
At least for me, yeah. In more opportunity. I'd like to see it bring in relationships for you, but I told you before, you've got a lot of evolving to do when it comes to your fucking manly personality. You've got to let go of some fucking old ways of thinking and really start, you know, I'm just going to give you a quick reading, and really learn how to stand on your own two feet and be as direct as you need to be. So you need to start stepping up to the plate and holding people accountable and not feeling sorry for their stupidity. What do I always say? You keep condoning the stupidity of somebody and they're going to continue to be stupid. At what point do they grow or do they stop doing what they're doing? Step out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to set boundaries. And you are a Cancer with a Libra moon. And I'm going to shit on Libra moon men. Just Libra moon men.
Okay.
Ladies, my astrology women out there, Michelle Prentice, please back me up, baby. Please, please. Lynn, back me up. Moon in Libra men. Not women.
Mm-hmm.
Men. Worse. Because Libra moon is very indecisive. Yes, it is. You guys, I'm going to throw you under the bus right now. Jay is the kind of motherfucker that if you asked, let's just say, for instance, you went and had dinner with Bruna mm-hmm. by yourself. Bruna had some business shit to talk to you about or whatever.
Okay.
And me and Bruna were beefing. We had a little bit of a fallout, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you when you got home, was Bruna talking shit about me?
Mm-hmm.
Moon in Libra. Not really. So she did say something. Not so much.
She mentioned you probably, but she wasn't talking shit.
Then that's what I want to hear. No, she was not talking shit. She had nothing but positive things to say. You beat around the bush. That's good to do when you're fucking, but not in real life when you're having a conversation with people. And that is Moon in Libra.
I get what you're saying. It's just for the majority of the time, like, it takes a lot for me to care.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's what it is. It's not being indecisive. It takes a lot for me to care about the situation.
I hate when you say that. Then why talk to people if you don't care?
I don't talk to people.
You know you're going to have to talk to this bitch when you get in a relationship with her.
But that'll be worth it.
Because you're getting pussy. Just like a man, you guys. Disgusting. Horrible. But that's not so bad, though. I mean, considering everything else that we've been through and all the stuff that we've gotten ourselves into as far as business-wise, I think we're doing a pretty good job. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface when it comes to the show. I've got more stories, more things that I have not even shared with people that are going to be fucking amazing things mm-hmm. to look forward to, future collaborations with people. It's only going to get better here. And then again, my professional side, only going to get better. I am completely booked.
It is.
I am booked for so far out that it's fucking crazy. I want to do more with that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you, my goal is to touch a big number of people at one time. So mm-hmm. events. So I like my phone readings, don't get me wrong, but mm-hmm. I want to make a more of an impact when it comes to people. I want to speak. I mean, I really thank God for Jasmine. Thank you, Jasmine. I cannot fucking tell you enough how great it was to be a guest speaker. I mean, I've done this before, but to be comfortable in front of my own people and to let them know, like, again, like I tell Marissa, like I tell Nikki, like I tell Bruna, there's girls from I don't want to say we're from the hood, but I'm going to say from around the way
mm-hmm.
that are inspired by people like us
mm-hmm.
that look at us and like, oh my God, I came from Pacoima.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where I grew up. I mean, I was raised in Simi, but my heart was, I mean, I'm from the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I spent all my weekends there, summers there. Simi Valley was just to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, there's kids out there that are like, I want to do this, but but I don't have anything. I don't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't. And look where we're at.
Mm-hmm. And just seeing you speak at live events, you really enjoy it. So I can't wait to see you speak at bigger events, you know?
When you had me managed by that one person in New York,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, I read Ross Matthews. I wish I had more time with him.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I mean, back then I was really, really shy. I mean, I was on Atlanta and Company, that Atlanta television show. Mm-hmm. I did Hollywood Today Live. I did
CBS Sports.
Yeah. Oh my God, that guy was funny. But I was so nervous back then because of the people that I was around. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not.
Yeah.
I am just like, I don't give a fuck. It's not coming from ego or pride or thinking I'm bigger than what I am. It's just that I'm so in control of who I am, mm-hmm. and my thought process and my strength that it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. And see you grow and hone your craft, how you speak for these past couple of years. You've really improved on what you've been doing. Again, I'm super happy that you're at a point where you're super comfortable and really enjoying what you're doing without that nerves.
With that being said, it really affects my readings too, because before, how long would I have to prepare?
Yeah.
And now I just blip, blip, one right after the other. Mm-hmm. It's draining as fuck. But I am so much has changed.
You're so much more comfortable doing it now.
Comfortable and confident.
Yeah.
Being able to not, I used to hold back a lot, remember? Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the readings, and Christina really knocked the shit out of me with that. She was like, goddamn, Christina, I love her. You know, coming in and kind of shaking the shit out of me and saying, give them. And in finding that balance between what it is that I feel as Chris versus what I know needs to be done. And I'm speaking out a little bit more. I'm definitely holding people accountable and really not being afraid to give them the information that I'm getting, mm-hmm. within reason, though. Within reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I you know, it's only gonna get better from here.
It is. I was going to jump to another topic.
Go for it.
So do you think Mike's going to come out next year soon?
I was hoping for that bastard to come out this year.
I still think it's this one Mike in particular. It just hasn't happened yet, but I'm still firm in my belief that it's going to be this guy.
I would love nothing more for it to be that one, because he is goddamn beautiful. Mm-hmm. Christina, shut your fucking mouth. But, you know, I mean,
it's going to be difficult for sure, but I think it lines up with your vision, mm-hmm. with your dream.
I got to get my fucking swag back, man. I'm pretty good with the eye game. Bruna, I mean, you're my best competition when it comes to eye game, because you fucking, I mean, her and I, are. Do we have the same shape of eyes? Or am I bigger than hers?
I honestly don't remember.
I just remember my eye game is good. I'm definitely confident in going out and seeking dick and making striking up a conversation with people. It's a sexual act that it's kind of like, I mean, unless I'm giving head and it's completely dark, I'm talking like pitch black, I'm good to go.
Well, I don't understand that. Why would you want it pitch black, though?
I ain't trying to. I mean, Brandy talked about her fucking roles last episode. I tried to talk about mine. Okay, she called me a liar. It's just, I mean, I don't want it to look like the ocean. You know what I'm saying? Like the waves coming up to the shore as it's pumping and moving and grinding.
So you think you're like a whale? Like a beached whale?
A beached whale, yeah, with all this blubber going up to my fucking...
No, you're not that bad at all.
I look like Fat Bastard from Austin Powers.
No.
But no, I'm not that bad. But can I be better? Yes. And people are, Christina gives me shit. Bruna gives me shit. Nikki's giving me shit, but in a good way. Stop talking about it and go fucking do it. If you don't like it, switch it up. And I'm like, you're right. You're right. I'm just
that amazing.
I love eating.
Other people are saying the same shit I am.
You're too close to me. I love eating. I'm a Taurus. I love to cook.
I love eating.
Yeah, but I do it in excess. I mean, I'm not really much of a sweets person.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I eat more food.
You have a basket of snacks next to your bed.
Shut up, Jay.
Next to your bed.
People listening to this fucking podcast.
And you sit on your bed in your bedroom with a basket of food.
Oh my God.
And you devour the whole bag, the whole basket while you're stoned at night. What are you talking about?
Mike, he does not know what he's talking about. That is a bag of granola bars, nuts.
Snickers, cookies, Twizzlers.
How about my dad on the side of his bed? He's got a fucking drawer filled with fucking all kinds. I get it from him.
I think don't you guys hide it under your mattress too?
My dad, yeah. We do. Man. I mean, but anyways, I'm sorry you guys had to hear that. That is why I don't have him on the show, because he just divulges too much fucking information about me. But yeah, I think next year's relationship time.
Good. I'm really excited to see you in a relationship.
Somebody else take the reins from you?
Exactly.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
I'm free at last.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when it comes to your person that you're going to be meeting too, I mean, I gotta be there for her. Talk about, you know, being supportive.
It's the one I have my eye on.
No, it's not the one you have your eye on. No, I told you how you're going to meet yours.
I think you're hopeful for this one.
I'm not hopeful for this one, because this person needs a lot of work, which we'll talk about later. But anyways, this girl's going to need a lot of my support, because dealing with you for 12 years, not so easy. at least you know what you're getting with me. At least I wear my heart on my sleeve. And if I'm in a bad mood, my face says it all over the place. And you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can understand your demon, you know. So I think if I can understand yours and I get along with you very well, you know, that, you know, it'd be pretty easy to take care
of. You guys, he's so full of shit. I mean, he comes on here and he builds himself up to be this character that's like not who he is. And I, you know, I'm always known for keeping it real. And you come on here and you just shit on what I do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I give you credit all the time.
You give me credit, but you're coming across like you're so suave and so sophisticated.
No, I wish. I wish.
No, you've come a long way.
I have, and you really brought me out of my shell. Like you were saying earlier, like I was really shy before, like in certain situations, and you really brought me out and given me a bit more confidence in myself and everything. So I'm really happy.
Well, let's start applying it. Start getting me more work instead of me going out there and getting it myself.
What are you talking about?
What am
about?
I paying you for?
You're talking
20%
about?
Of what I bake, and I'm the one keeping the relationships going. This is Jay, you guys. He books me the deals. I go and do it, but I've got to maintain the relationships.
Because you love it. You love being the star. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm so good at it. I'm
you
a
are.
Natural.
You are a natural people pleaser.
Yeah. So, I mean...
See, here I am telling you good stuff about you again.
Anyways, what else do you want to bring up here?
So who would you like to know personally and have on the show?
That's a celebrity?
Yeah. Let's make a wish list for 2019.
Let's make a wish list for 2019. Okay. God, there's so many people obviously Little Kim. I would want to interview... You know who I'd want? I want Salvador. Salvador, the stylist. Camarena. Ross Matthews' ex-boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I met up with him. I think he's... I cannot wait to see what this fucker does.
Mm-hmm.
I want him on here. Salvador, get your fucking ass over here. You and I would kill this shit. You know who I want? Perez Hilton. I think that me, Salvador, and Perez on one episode together would fucking kill it. I'd like to redo Ross Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. My ladies. God. Oh, I already have the one that I'm doing in January, so I can't fucking mention her name that I want on here.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Who else do you think that I want?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I'm fucking blank. I mean, every time you ask me this, I'm like, I don't know who to ask.
Okay, fine. So they don't have to be.
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly.
Okay.
Because he's... Oh, Marissa, get your fucking ass.
That's
who
the waiter looked like.
Machine Gun Kelly. Okay. MGK for sure. I want to redo Marissa again for a sex episode.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking... Oh, my God. That's
She has the most amazing stories. It's, like, unbelievable. Like,
oh, my God. All the other day, I was seeing cupcakes all over the place,
mm-hmm.
and I hit her up. I was like, "Are you good?" She's like, "Yes, I'm all." So now that I know that whenever I see a cupcake, Marissa's doing good. I want Marissa back on for a fucking complete sex episode. I want her friend Joyce Adams, mm-hmm. the little Asian girl, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
I want her on here as well too. I know she's not a celebrity. I know you said celebrities, but I want her on here just to talk about what's going on with her because I think she's a bomb ass person. Karen Civil.
Mm-hmm.
I want Karen Civil. Karen. My Scorpio queen, please consider coming on the podcast and doing 2019 with me. I just read that you got accepted to Harvard Business School.
Wow.
And she's meeting up with Michelle Obama.
Oh, wow.
Karen, get your fucking ass on here before you become the next Oprah and you're untouchable and I can't fucking get a hold of you. I know you now. Get your fucking ass on here. Karen Civil for sure.
Any gay porn stars out there?
God, there's so many gay fucking porn stars. I would love for Sean Cody, Corbin Fisher, men.com.
I am almost like
boyshalfwayhouse.com.
Oh,
horrible that one.
Like,
wait a minute. I want them to reach out to me and I would take pretty much any one of them because all the guys are fucking hot. I want to interview a gay porn star here that's not going to be afraid to show their fucking dick on to me. So I'm thinking there was a porn star. You guys probably don't know who this is. Chris Stokes. He's called the White Mamba. He's got like a fucking 10-inch cock. I'm sorry. It would take everything in me not to drop to my knees if he was to come on the show and show it to me.
I don't think I'll be there for the recording.
I think you will be because, again, you need to talk me out of it. But, yeah, that's – I mean, God, I'm drawing a blank. I want Eva Martino on here, Susan Sarandon's daughter.
Okay.
I want her on here. I love her. Oh, my God. Eva – your fucking stories when it comes to Instagram and what you're doing and your fashion and your home life and your home and style, all that shit. When I get my fucking house, Jesus Christ, I'm totally going to be inspired by you. Get your fucking ass on here. Love you so much. Love your kids. Love Kyle Martino too. But definitely, I would love to have Eva on here. Eva is a really fucking, I mean, she's a fantastic mother, fantastic wife, a fantastic role model for women. I'm always, Eva, you would not believe how many people I refer to your site or to your Instagram that reach out to me that want to take the next step into what you're doing. Mm-hmm. There's so many women that are inspired by you out there, Eva, that, I mean, that again, that I tell them, go look at her page. And they come back like, oh my God, I'm following her now. You are fucking killing it out there. Mm-hmm. Want her on here to speak on that shit.
That's what I'm talking about. People that you love to have on, people you have a personal relationship with, people that you admire. And
Joe Rogan.
Okay.
I want to be on Joe Rogan's show, or I want him to come on mine. I want to get stoned with that motherfucker. Okay. I want me, him, and Elon Musk to get together in a room together and fucking get stoned. But yeah, Joe Rogan.
He'd be on the top of my list too.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love for you to read Selma Hayek.
You would love to just be near Selma Hayek.
Yeah, I would.
Cardi B. Fucking A. I am fucking low-key in Cardi's DMs all the time. Every time she drops shit on fucking Instagram, I'm always hitting her up. And, you know, she never responds back because she's probably got so many people hitting her up.
Mm-hmm.
But Cardi B, I would love to have on her. I think her and I can keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Remy.
Okay.
Remy Ma.
You're going to take off your earrings with them and, like...
I have to have Marissa. Anytime that I do hip-hop, Marissa has to be there.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
For sure.
Marissa can fucking moderate that fucking... She can host In Your Head for that day while I'm geeking out on everybody. But yeah, Remy, who... God, it goes on and on.
How about someone that's passed on that you'd want to read?
Big.
Just Big?
Big and Tupac.
Okay.
If Tupac's really dead.
Do you think he's dead?
We'll keep that to ourselves.
All right.
Who do I want to interview that's from the other side?
Oh, Left Eye. How about Left Eye?
Oh, my God, Left Eye. Oh, well, I got a hit off of her when I was looking at her documentary.
Oh, she had a documentary?
This is right when they actually filmed her getting in the car accident where she died.
Oh, really?
There's footage of it. The car accident. She died. Would love to read her.
How about Aaliyah?
I'd love to have Beyonce in the room when I read Aaliyah.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, because you're into that conspiracy shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna shit on Beyonce because, I mean, even though she is a Virgo and I love to shit on my Virgos, that fucking bitch is killing it. I'm not gonna disrespect Jay. I don't want him coming up to me like he did to Offset, corner that motherfucker. And let's see. Oh, Jay-Z. Nicki needs to be here for that. I mean, Nicki fucking idolizes Jay-Z.
They rubbed elbows, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
They rubbed elbows.
I just have so many people that I want on here. But yeah. Let's get ready for 2019. Let's not give any more fucks. Let's not waste our time, people, on energy suckers, bottom feeders, people that don't really fucking matter, people that just don't, I mean, they don't shit in your toilet, eat at your table, leave all that shit behind. Speak up, speak your truth, create the footsteps, don't follow in them. Don't be afraid to do you. We've evolved as people too far to go back and regress here. Stand up for yourself. Do not be afraid to kick doors down. Do not be afraid to close doors. Do not be afraid to live your life authentically and true to who you are. Stay away from the fake. Stay away from the phonies. Stay away from the frauds. Stay away from those that deplete your fucking energy rather than contribute to it. Do not be afraid to lose out. And fuck all that shit about burning bridges. Sometimes bridges need to be burned here so they can't fucking cross over anymore. Do not be afraid to burn those bridges. That's me for 2019. I'm not giving a fuck. I'm going to go do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So anything that you want to leave the audience with or anything that you want to mention?
Other than stay tuned for next year, which is going to be amazing. I can't wait to show everyone.
You really want this to be the last episode for 2018. I don't know, but I'm going to we'll see.
It is because statistically releasing other episodes during the end of the year and New Year's.
Statistics are your things. Vision and reality is mine.
That's what I'm saying. So one of us has to be rational here.
Oh, jeez. But anyway, go ahead. Finish your speech. I'm sorry.
But yeah, 2019. I can't wait for it to come and for us to get bigger.
So let me give my shout outs then. With that being said, I want to give major hugs, major love, major shout outs to people that I fuck with on pretty much an everyday basis. Big hugs and kisses and shout out to you, Jay, for supporting me, for always being by my side, for not allowing me to stay down for too long, picking me up when I fall. Big shout out to Bruna, my girl,
mm-hmm.
Nikki Garcia, Marissa Mendez, Allie Levine.
Just everyone that's been on the show.
Michelle Prentice. Mm-hmm. Heather, my sister, who I am sorry, Heather. I know I have been a shit over the last couple of weeks. I'm really going through something. And I know that you, of all people, you understand. Thank you, just along with Jay. Thank you for never fucking turning your back on me. Thank you for being the sister that I've always wanted. For being family to me with your kids, Sapphire, Adrian, and your husband, Evan. Thank you for being the family that I've always wanted and just supporting me and, you know, backing me up through this whole fucking journey and just being a part of it. Again, just like Jay, I would not want anybody else with me for this journey other than you two here. I have exactly what I need. And knowing that you're there, knowing that you're my sister, means the fucking world to me. I will do a better job of not getting so caught up in my emotions for 2019. But thank you so much for everything that you've done for me, all the readings, all the advice, all the tears that we've shared. Just you being you, I fucking love the shit out of you. You know that. Shout out to my girl, Lynn, too. Lynn, you and I mean, you're just like the, you're going to think, God, you bitch, but you're like the mother that I wish I've always had.
She's going to kill you for that.
I know, but I love you so much. I miss our Sonny's teriyaki from Salem, Oregon, in my living room, eating the teriyaki chicken salads, gossiping, getting stoned like a motherfucker while doing astrology and giving each other readings. Miss that every day. That will happen again soon next year. You fucking wait for that, and we're going to do it all over again. Who else do I want to give shout outs to?
All your supporters.
All my supporters. All your listeners. I hate to say the word fans. But I'm going to go with the people that show me love on a daily basis. I'm going to try hard not to cry right now, you guys. Everyone that's showed me love and that has supported me with everything and kind of pushing me to do bigger and better here and having my back as fucking, I mean, I don't want to call you guys strangers because I feel like I know every one of you guys, but having my back and not really knowing who I am means the fucking world to me. You guys have no idea. When I am fucking down and out, I read my comments. I read the emails that you guys send, and it boosts the living shit out of me. Thank you so fucking much for that. So again, let's kick in 2019. Make it a big, bad, successful fucking year. I know it's a year one for me. I've said that earlier. It's all about new beginnings, prosperity, gain, abundance. I'm planning to take advantage of that and fucking not stop till I reach the top, you guys. So, do you have anything else that you want to say?
No, that's it. I mean, you pretty much covered everything.
Well, this has been a really good episode, and we've only had to record it once.
It is. Usually, like, you have, like, 100 takes.
I know. But when we make a good team, and we work well together, and it just shows.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, obviously, for, like, past how long?
I know. So, for 2019, me and you.
Yep.
Big successful year. The year that we get to find placement. In the year that we get to relax, at least for a week on a vacation somewhere.
Yeah.
So this is the In Your Head family, Jay and Chris, wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy whatever it is that you believe in, from our house to yours. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for riding with us. This is Chris Medina signing off.
See you guys next year.